funny, isn't it, how we call it a cold, but sometimes you're chilled and sometimes you're hot, and your head feels kind of fuzzy, and it seems like all you want is to curl up someplace soft and warm, sip maybe a little tea, and drift off to sleep. But then you try, and you find that you can't get comfortable. And when you do, you fall asleep and you wake up. It's so much better to fall asleep with a clear head. And clear heads seldom come when we are cuddled up someplace soft, taking it easy. If you really want a clear head, it's good to go for a walk. And not a walk on a hot, steamy day. No one wants to walk then. No, it's good to go down by the water and take a walk along a long, wild beach when the wind is blowing and your sweater is warm and your face is just a little bit cold. So let's go for a walk on a good Canadian beach. Water is salt, and at first you smell the salt in the air, but quickly it's just the air. At first you feel a little bit of spray on your skin as you walk towards the water, but later it's just the air. At first your mind is full of thoughts of the things that are being bothering you and the things you should be doing, of the troubled spots in your life, in your relationships. And your mind runs around and around. But your feet, they start to walk. One step at a time, just at the edge where the sand is first dry. And you have to pay a little bit of attention to the sand under your feet just to keep your footing. And sometimes the water comes higher than you expect, so some of your attention begins to track the waves. And at first you just watch how high it's coming, but later your eye starts to move out a little farther. And you begin to let your mind roll with the waves, in and out. And the space between thoughts becomes the space between waves. So that sometimes you are thinking and sometimes you are pausing. But your feet, they just keep moving. And you can feel the sand right up your spine and all the way down through your arms. And you begin to get clear. Because you begin to take this place of wind and sand and water and bring it right in to your body. And the movement of your body is the movement of the beach, and the movement of the beach is the movement of life. And you walk. And your eye goes first to the horizon and then to the waves and then to your feet. The circle is comfortable and it's slowing down, and sometimes you forget to gaze anywhere except off into the distance, and your eyes are forward but your mind is quiet, and your breath comes easy, although sometimes you take a little bigger breath because the wind catches you a little by surprise. And sometimes you just breathe with the wind in your face and the wind in your hair and the wind right through your head, sweeping away all thoughts except the thought of moving forward one step at a time, of balance and rhythm and the sound of the waves and the sound of the wind. And the movement of the wind in the dunes, and the movement of the wind on the sand, and the movement of your feet, one step at a time. And there comes a time when your mind begins to rest. and it's hard to keep pushing forward when you are ready to be still. And so you find some rocks and you climb maybe up onto a rock or maybe down into the shelter of a rock where you can sit a little bit warm, quite dry. And you breathe, and you breathe the sea. You breathe the miles and miles and unimaginable miles of sea, in and out. And it seems that your mind is unfurling and loosening. And into the spaces that are made as it loosens, the wind comes and the sea comes, and the eternal pulse of life becomes the pulse in your head, and it's gentle and it's insistent. And you know that the beat of your heart and the rhythm of your breath and the sound of the wind and the waves on the shore are different, and yet, as you breathe with your back against the rocks, it begins to seem that you are part of the beach and that your body is completely at ease, that even the roughness of the rock behind your back, the settling of the sand under your bottom, these things that are not comfortable are exactly right. Because you are part of the beach, and the beach is the place where the hard things are beaten, a little at a time, over and over, into soft edges and sand. And the rocks around you have been smoothed by the water. And the water is in your mind. It's coming in through your nostrils. It's coming in through your breath and through your skin. And it's working that magic of softening the edges, of blending things, of beating things into the rhythm of the world. And you are where you need to be. And you are what you need to be. And the world is what you need it to be. You breathe in and you breathe out until you lose track of how long you have been sitting with your eyes on the horizon and your breath falling gently and your skin clear and your mind clear and your breath clear. And when it feels to you that the sand and the salt have scoured all the places that needed to be scrubbed, have blown away the clutter and the noise, so that there is just the sound of the world breathing in and breathing out through your body, through your ears. You will take a deep breath. And you will turn, and with the wind at your back, you will begin to walk. Slower now, steady. And you will find that there is a kind of relaxation in the movement, that you become aware of the way your muscles ripple down through your body with each step. And you will feel the sand as the wind blows it against your skin, the back of your legs, the back of your neck. And you will hear the water and the birds as if they were your own thoughts. And cool and warm your skin and your core. You'll make your way back so that when you are home, you are clear and clean and ready to rest.